This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Muslim Mental Health Conference is happening this week in Dearborn, the eighth year for what's become the largest ongoing conference for Muslims in academic settings. Back with us again is the conference organizer. Dr. Farha Abbasi is an assistant professor of psychiatry at Michigan State University. Welcome, Dr. Abbasi.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
There's such a wide range of topics, Doctor, that the conference is going to cover, from Islamophobia to extremism to interfaith training for people who work with American Muslim families. I'd like to dive into something that you're offering for the very first time this year, the problems of opiate addiction in the Muslim community. It must be a growing concern for you and others in the mental health community. Why is that?
So as a mental health provider, I'm really concerned with the opiate overuse, abuse, and overdoses. Just recently, the studies show that the drug overdoses-related deaths have quadrupled since 1999 in Michigan only. And the age group that's getting affected is very young, from 18 to 25, anywhere between that. So that, to me, is huge numbers. But when I go back and look at what's happening in the Muslim community, I was really concerned that there is no studies done, no research done, and we have no idea even of the level of the problem. So I recently had a chance to be on a webinar with the director of Office of National Drug Control Policy, Director Michael Botticelli, and we did this faith-based mental health initiative around substance use and especially opiate abuse. And that's where I thought that I should use this conference to focus on opiate, at least creating awareness, at least starting the dialogue, starting questions around it. So this is the first training of its kind. We have at least 30 to 40 imams committed to attend, and this is going to be the first opiate awareness training in Muslim community.
And what are you hoping the imams will learn here?
The biggest concern with opiates is it's very different from other substance abuse. These are prescription meds. So this could be prescribed to you for something simple like an ankle twist, a simple fracture, toothache, and people don't realize how scary these meds are. Some of these meds are lying around in the houses. So even if it wasn't prescribed to you, somebody else can start using it without even understanding how dangerous these meds can be. So creating awareness, making them familiar with what opiates is, how the drug interacts with other drugs, and how it has become an epidemic, and how once a prescribed med is not available, that youth or whoever it's prescribed for can easily then move to the cheaper form, which is heroin, which is much more dangerous, much highly potently addictive, and more chances of you overdosing.
Dr. Abbasi, get into it for us, why it's so crucial to bring the imams into all of this, to not just have the medical / scientific front, but the faith-based front to battle this problem of opiate addiction.
So unfortunately, or sadly enough, it's a common problem that we see is that substance abuse is not taken as a health issue or as a biopsychosocial problem. It's always taken as a weakness of will or a weakness of your faith. So traditionally in the history, faith-based organizations have played a very important role when it comes to substance abuse, like we see in AA and or the Alcohol Anonymous or 10 Steps relapse prevention. So faith-based communities have played an important role. But when it comes to Muslim community, I just feel that religion is so central to the identity that imams have a very important role to play as stakeholders in mental and physical health and resiliency of the community.
How do you hope this opiate addiction training that you'll be offering at this weekend's conference, how do you hope it will help not only the Muslim community, but in turn, Michigan?
So there were 20.9 million prescriptions written, and hydrocodone was the highest prescribed drug. And at the same time, you see the opiate-related deaths have quadrupled. And these are the highest that I see is in Calhoun County, but Macomb, Wayne, Genesee, St. Clair, Monroe, Bay, Shiawassee, Ingham, it's everywhere. So I was recently in a Grand Ledge community, and they were talking about how they are seeing 1 to 2 deaths every day. So which to me is very scary numbers. So my hope is that these imams take it back to their congregations, and then hopefully this model can be replicated in other faith communities.
The 8th Annual Muslim Mental Health Conference will be happening March 17th through the 20th at the Dearborn Inn, right there in Dearborn in Wayne County. Dr. Farha Abbasi has been our guest. She teaches psychiatry at Michigan State University, and she is the conference organizer. 8 years and going strong, Dr. Abbasi. Congratulations on the great work.
Thank you.